The Arctic is changing rapidly, and the United States needs to catch up with other nations to cope and influence the future of the far north. That's the opinion of experts who gathered in Washington yesterday for a roundtable discussion on the global implications of a warming Arctic. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, their concerns ranged from environmental to geopolitical.
Melting sea ice is creating new passages through the Arctic, opening up potential for commerce, tourism, and natural resource development. It's changing the map at the top of the world and will likely change the day-to-day experiences of the people and wildlife who live there, according to experts who spoke at Tuesday's roundtable discussion. So Senator John Kerry, who chairs the Foreign Relations Committee, wanted to hear them talk about their biggest concerns.
It's very challenging, but it's also very urgent. And I can sense that. So it's in our interest, in our economic interest, as well as in our national security interest, to get on this fast. So we will do that and use this as the baseline.
Scott Borgerson with the Council on Foreign Relations says new opportunities in the Arctic could lead to cooperation among nations, or they could create a major conflict zone.
The Arctic has all the ingredients, history would tell us, of great resource potential, with nearly a quarter of the world's undiscovered but technically recoverable hydrocarbons, shipping choke points and key shipping strategic routes, and blurred lines of sovereignty that could be a toxic brew.
Borgerson warned that the United States is behind on preparing for the changes caused by melting sea ice.
We are one of the last Arctic coastal nations to take the melting Arctic seriously. And as I'm sure we'll hear from others, the Arctic sea ice is melting far more rapidly than policy is able to keep up with it.
The Oceans Policy Director at the Natural Resources Defense Council, Lisa Speer, says it may be too late to stem the changes in the Arctic, and it's time to figure out how to adapt.
You know, an awful lot of attention is being paid these days to the Arctic as a poster child for the need to deal with CO2 emissions, carbon, et cetera. And very little attention comparatively is paid to how to help this region cope with the incredible changes that are coming.
The panelists say change could affect everything from fisheries management to transportation. The director of the International Polar Year Program Office, David Carlson, predicts culture will change for the people of the North.
A very probable outcome is that the resourceful northern communities will survive and perhaps even thrive, but with substantial changes in their language, their traditions, their cultures, and their social systems.
Carlson says it's likely people around the world will eventually look to northern communities as role models for how to cope with climate change. Both of Alaska's senators spoke at Tuesday's discussion and called for more polar icebreaker ships. Senator Lisa Murkowski pointed out that the U.S. only has two functioning icebreakers, with a third out of commission. Murkowski compared that to Russia, which has 18 and is building three more, the tiny nation of Finland, which has seven, and she said even China, with no Arctic Ocean waters, has one.
If we're seeing a global chess game playing out in the Arctic, then I would suggest that the U.S. is playing with a serious shortage of pieces.
Murkowski says her top priority is to see the United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty ratified by the United States. It sets rights and rules in the world's oceans and guidelines for managing resources. All the roundtable's participants agreed. So did Senator John Kerry. Murkowski, a Republican, and Kerry, a Democrat, encouraged one another to drum up support and interest within their respective parties. The Natural Resources Defense Council's Lisa Speer applauded the discussion, but said it needs to go higher up the political food chain.
Part of the problem is the conversation is happening at the wrong level. We really need leadership. That's the single most important thing. This conversation has to be jacked up about six levels.
Senator Kerry pledged to make the Arctic more of a priority from his seat on the Foreign Relations Committee and said he'll talk with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about the challenges wrought by climate change in the North. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.